This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Sudanese took to the streets again on Thursday in the capital of Khartoum, demonstrators renewing their demand for a fully civilian government and denouncing the country's military rulers who were behind an October coup. Similar protests were held elsewhere in Sudan, activists circulating videos on social media showing tear gas being fired at protesters. There was no immediate word of any injuries. The protest came just days after the military signed a new power-sharing deal with the prime minister after releasing him from house arrest and reinstating him as head of government. The deal came almost a month after the generals orchestrated the takeover that deposed Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and detained dozens of politicians and activists. But Sudan's key pro-democracy groups and political parties have dismissed the deal as falling short of their demands for a fully civilian rule. Ethiopia on Thursday accused the United States of spreading false information about security conditions in the war-hit country, warning such statements could harm ties. Crowds of government supporters protested outside the U.S. and British embassies in the capital, Addis Ababa. Ethiopia's claim highlights growing tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government and world powers that once saw him as a reformer, but now voice alarm at the year-old war destabilizing Africa's second most populous country. On November 5th, the U.S. State Department ordered the withdrawal of non-essential embassy staff because of what they called armed conflict, civil unrest, and possible supply shortages, and several other diplomatic missions have followed suit. This is VOA News.